Logan Mankins has been with us for a couple of weeks now, and we're welcoming in Ben Watson as well. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too.
It's good to see you when you're not on the highway.
Hey, I was hitting that horn, man. I didn't know if you were like, who's this dude looking at me, man?
I was going to say, road rage. Okay, I'll get out of the left lane. You can have it. And it was Ben Watson. You know, it's so funny just to see you guys in uniform. I'm sure you hear this at times when people meet you. They say, well, I met Ben Watson, Logan Mankins. They're not really that big. And then you put your uniform on. It's a completely different story.
Exactly. And these aren't even our real, like, pads either.
No. People say that about Brewski when they see him in person. They say he's not that big. And I say, well, you ever go to training camp? I mean, you ever see these guys in uniform?
You might not want him to hit you, though.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, he may not look that big now, but wait till he's running full speed at you.
It's a little different story, right.
You guys have got an unusual occurrence here. 10-day road trips are not the norm in the National Football League. Are you looking forward to it, Logan, or not so much?
I don't know yet. I haven't thought about the trip too much except for thinking about the 49ers a lot. And I'm sure I'll start thinking about staying there a week after the game Sunday. But right now I'm just focused on the Niners, and I'll worry about next week once we get there.
I mean, I don't know, just packing for 10 days has got to be different, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really not that much different at this point, you know, because really we're just traveling out there one day early. You know, obviously next week may be a little bit different, but, you know, the coaches do a good job of keeping us on that schedule, you know, just like we'd be here. So, you know, like Logan said, right now it's the 49ers. We're just leaving the day early like we would at any point for a West Coast trip. So at this point, it's pretty normal.
And Logan mentioned the 49ers. What do you guys see on film when you check out this team? Because as I said to Wes Welker earlier, we talk so much about their offense and Mike Marks. We don't really talk about their defense.
Yeah, the main thing I see is a lot of effort. Guys are playing. They play really hard. They all run to the ball. They're all hustling the whole time they're out there. And they're playing really hard, and they make a lot of plays. They got a lot of good players, and it's going to be a tough game for us.
How about you, Ben? What do you see?
They're a veteran team on defense. You know, they got a lot of guys who've been in the league, you know, 5 years, more than that. They got one of the most experienced secondaries in the league. So they're definitely – defensively, you know, got a lot of guys who've been there before, who know how to play, who play their scheme very well. Like Logan said, they get to the ball. You never see any guys slacking. They're always flying around to the football. So they're very aggressive. They got a lot of speed.
One of the things Bill talked about this morning, he said just the fact that you get to play on grass for a change. I mean, just that's different this week.
Yeah, it is. Had to break out some different cleats, not wearing the shoes this game. So it will be nice. It won't be like landing on the ground. You landing on a little cushy grass.
It's weird. I've been in the league, just 5 years now, and in those 5 years, it seems like almost every, you know, team has gone to turf. So there's only, you know, a few places left that have that grass. So
I'm not a crier, but I am an emotional guy. And I got a little emotional last week when Troy Brown announced his retirement from the NFL, a lifelong Patriot. I'd like to hear from both of you some impressions and memories of Troy Brown, the player.
Troy, I mean, when I got here, didn't even know Troy was from, you know, South Carolina, which is my home state, but, you know, immediately making that connection, seeing how he was not just on the field, but to me, the biggest impact was off the field, you know, seeing how he was with his wife and his kids and how he was a consummate professional, just balancing his family life, balancing football. And, his example was just, you know, paramount for me in my development. Into a professional football player. I mean, just watching him, watching how he took care of his body, you know, those little things that you don't see. You know, everybody sees him score touchdowns and make great catches, but he knows those little things, the way he studies, the way he, you know, his character was, you know, really stood out for me.
Oh, yeah. He's great for young guys to watch, for young guys to be around, because the way he came in and he worked, he would do whatever the coaches asked him to do, which is a lot of guys in the league don't do anymore, and he would do it no matter what Coach Bill would ask him to do, he would do it. And he was always working as hard as he could to get better. Whatever he could do to help the team is what he would do, and that's what championship teams, they need guys like that, and that's what he always provided.
You both said especially you, Bill, Ben, you said you watch how he studied. Did you guys know how to study before you got into the league? I mean, is there an art to watching film that you didn't know when you came out of college?
I don't know. I thought I knew how to study until I got here. And we watch a ton of film, way more than I ever did in college. And our coach, he does a good job of showing us stuff. And then we go off of what he shows us and try to go a little further and see if we can see anything else. But I think the studying, you just watch and see if you can see anything, and sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. But most of the time, they're going to show you the keys, and you just have to be able to see it.
It's definitely a science to studying film. You know, in college, I watch film. There's a difference between watching film and studying the film. And, our coach, Mandurian, at the beginning of the week, we come in, and he's always talking about the code. You know, you got to break the code because every defense, has a code to it. They do certain things. They have certain tendencies and everything. And throughout the week, it's kind of amazing to learn the different personnel, learn the different defenses, and what to expect on certain down and distances and stuff like that. And Troy, not only knew that, but, just with his experience, he was able to know, how to run certain routes and, just how to maneuver his way and get open. And sometimes we just be watching him like, how did he get open on this route? And he just, just found a way.
You guys know that, when rookies come into the league, the coaches always talk about dive into that playbook, know that playbook, know everything about it, front and back. And then I'd think about when Troy had two playbooks in his stall, when he not only had to know everything in the red one, but, hey, he's got to know the blue one too. I mean, that's got to be overwhelming at times.
Definitely.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to do that. I like just sticking to offense. I wouldn't want to have to go to defense and learn what they're doing and try to learn what the other offense is doing. That's a lot to retain, and he did a great job of it.
What would you say your chemistry is like with Matt Cassel? I mean, when you left, Tom Brady was the quarterback. You come back, Matt Cassel's the quarterback. How's that been?
It's been great. Matt has been here for, 4 years, I think. And, he has a great grasp of the offense. Obviously he doesn't have some of the game time experience because he hasn't been in the games. But, I mean, there was a time when Tom Brady wasn't in the games, too. There was a time when all of us weren't in the games. So that just comes with experience. But, we've been, in practice together for years now. And, he's obviously getting better every week like we all are. And, we have great confidence in him. The coaches have great confidence in him. We all expect each other to do our job, no matter if you've been there for one day or, 4 or 5 years, 6 years, whatever. So whoever they put out there, that's who the coaches expect can get the job done for us.
I know protecting the quarterback is always a primary function for both you guys, actually, depending on how the plays are set up. But I would bet, based on the last time we saw you guys play, that protecting the quarterback became reemphasized this week.
Oh, yeah. That's always a main priority for us. The quarterback can only play as good as he's protected, so we have to hold up, and they have some pretty good pass rushers this week. They actually have some really good pass rushers, and we're going to have a tough time, and hopefully we can give Matt plenty of time to look down the field and find open receivers. And if we don't give him time, we'll probably lose, but
that's a bad thing.
That's how it goes. Usually if the quarterback doesn't have enough time, you're not going to win. So.
See, Logan has simplified this game so much. If we don't protect him,
we'll lose.
Yeah, he's exactly right.
Not to put too much pressure on myself, but if I don't protect the quarterback, I'm responsible for the loss.
Yeah, well, and it's probably exactly right. I mean, sometimes the game seems so complicated to everybody. It always just does come down to blocking and tackling and protecting the quarterback, and that's it.
One thing Daniel Graham told me when I first got here is, like, look, all the schemes, you can have all the schemes you want or anything like that, but if you beat the man in front of you, or he's going to beat you, one or the other. At the simplest form, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And watching him the other day in Denver, still a devastating blocker, Daniel Graham. I mean, weren't you amazed just watching him sometimes just take on people?
Definitely. And I still watch him. I talk to him probably about every week, every other week or so. And, he's definitely one of those guys that, you look up to, you try to pattern certain parts of your game after, and you can learn a lot from him too.
I know, in talking to enough offensive linemen in my life, they want to run the ball every single play. I mean, just go out, line up, hit somebody in the mouth, and run the football. I mean, you're such a key part of the running game, but passing as well. Which do you prefer?
Oh, man. I like a balance of both. Growing up, I always wanted to be like Jerry Rice. I always wanted to be a receiver. So, I obviously love the receiving part of the game. But, the receiving doesn't work if you don't have a run game and vice versa. So, the thing about tight end I like is you get to do a little bit of both. So,
Go ahead.
I like to run. I'd much rather be the hammer than the nail.
You don't want to have to block those pass rushes.
No, backing up, letting them run at us.
Yeah,
a step
forward is better than a step back, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we have to ask you guys this because when Ty Warren came in this week, we said just a random question. Hey, what'd you do during the bye week? Yeah, renewed my vows. And he goes on. Going on this long story. I'm like, oh, I didn't expect that. So did you guys do anything during the bye week that we should know about?
I went to Ty's. I was there for that, but other than that, I didn't do too much. Just relaxed and spent time with my wife and kids.
My wife and I actually went down to Atlanta. Her family's down there, so we went down there, spent time with her mother and father, and then went over to Athens for the game, for the beatdown we got from Alabama.
You came back, though. You came back a little bit.
No, we didn't. that's because Alabama was bored. It was rough. You know, I love my dogs, though. We'll fight back. We'll get back. But it was rough. You know,
scored
we got
30
beat down.
Points. That's a nice. I'm trying to put some positives on this. You scored 30. Okay, you gave up 41, but you scored 30.
Exactly. You got 30 in the first half. Oh, it was rough. You're right, though. We didn't give up. That's all I can say. We didn't give up. That's really important. But it was a rough game. And then you know, we spent time with the family and then came back on Sunday. So it was a nice little vacay.
So now, if you guys are out for dinner in Boston, nice night out, who gets recognized more, you or Kristen?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a rising star, and she looks a lot better than I do. So
thank God, yes.
You know?
But it's good what she does.
Well. She does a really good job.
She does.
She does. She does. I mean, it's crazy. Just the idea we came up with, and you know, Channel 7 was nice enough to let us do it, and she's so talented in so many areas. I mean, whatever she seems to do, she does well at, you know, whatever she wants to do. So it's been great, though, you know, her being on TV and getting to – We want to get Logan on next, you know.
Yeah, you got to talk to the boss in my house.
And it's not you, is it?
I just live there.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. We all know that he's telling the truth. It's the same for all of us.
Everybody.
He just admits it.
Right.
So, yeah, check her out at Huddle at Home on Channel 7.
There you go. Shout out. Hey, Logan, what did you think of that ceremony that that Ty had with his wife?
Oh, it was great. It was a great time, and it was nice for Ty and Keisha to – get to have the wedding that they wanted to have, and a lot of friends and family were there. Got to meet a lot of Ty's family and Keisha's family, and it was a really nice time, really a nice ceremony.
Yeah, but Richard admitted he puts a lot of pressure on you guys. I mean, let's be honest.
Husband of the year.
He's putting that together for his wife, and all of a sudden, your wife said, "Hey, you got something planned like this?"
I know. I don't know if I can compete. I try to, but he did a really nice job, and he did put a lot of us down, made a lot of us look bad.
I mean, it's the truth.
But Richard came back and said, "I'm the father of the year, though. I can be father of the year and Ty is husband of the year."
Well, you guys have a great road trip. I mean, 10-day trip's a little unusual in this league, but have a great time out there. It was good to see both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to
Thanks,
be on,
guys.
Man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
have
buddy. Yeah, nice to see you again.
I know, right? Good to be back.
I was saying to Dale the other day, weren't we supposed to have Ben Watson driving this thing? Where's he been?
All you got to do is play, and then they let you come in here with
exactly.
us.
Exactly. So. You know how it goes.
We do. All right, fellas. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
Ben Watson, Logan Mankins joining us here on a Patriots Friday. They're getting ready to get on the airplane here in a couple of hours and head for San Francisco and the beginning of their 10-day road trip, and we'll be watching them this weekend as well.